Glory to God. We welcome you to podcast 39 of Setting the Standard of God's Excellence in Our Lives. My name is Pastor Helen Price. As we begin today's podcast, I pray that God's grace, mercy, and compassion will abound greatly on behalf of you and your loved ones, and that God Himself this day will meet you and yours at the point of your need, whatever that need might be. As a point of contact and agreement, please lay your hands upon yourself as I pray just for you and your loved ones. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to and bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist all injury, weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, discomfort, bondage, and every adverse habit from off of you and your loved ones, and command it to leave you and yours now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray and declare over you and your loved ones, let there be healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, deliverance, recreative miracles, and total recovery to every cell, organ, and system of your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Let you be blessed to be a blessing unto others. And if you're in agreement with this prayer, please say, Lord, in Jesus' name, I receive this. On our last podcast, we looked at two more examples of how the precious Holy Spirit can and will move in many different ways to meet the healing and spiritual needs of the people of God. Let us look at a few more examples. In Matthew 8, verse 1 through 3, and Mark 1, verse 40 through 42, after preaching the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus came down the hillside, followed by a large crowd. A leper approached him, knelt before him worshiping, and asked Jesus, "If you want to, you can heal me." Jesus touched the man and said to him, "I want to. Be healed." And instantly the leper was healed. Then in John 4, verse 46 through 54, a royal official who had a sick son in Capernaum heard that Jesus had traveled to the town of Cana. The official went to Cana and asked Jesus to go to Capernaum to heal his son, who was about to die. Jesus told the man that his son would live. The man believed Jesus and left Cana. While the official was returning to Capernaum, his servants met him on the way and told him that his son was alive and that the son's fever had gone away at 1 p.m. the day before. The man realized that that was the same time that Jesus had told him that his son would live. In Matthew 9, verse 27 through 31, there were two blind men who followed Jesus, crying loudly, "Have mercy on us, son of David." Jesus said to them, "Do you believe I'm able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you." And their eyes were opened. One of the questions Jesus is asking us today, do you believe I'm able to do this? When we do, we will not be anxious, nor will we worry or fret. Again today, these were very different ways that each one received their healings. This is so important so that we will remember to never get stuck on one move or operation of the precious Holy Spirit, and truly know that He can and will move in many different ways to meet the healing and spiritual needs of the people of God. As we end this broadcast today, may you continue to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, and may His standard of excellence be set in every area of your life. Remember that the Word of God says in Romans 10 and verse 13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This day, if you're not sure of your salvation, please say with me, "Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and life. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that God raised you from the dead. I repent of all my sins. I give my heart and life to you. Lord, I ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to baptize and fill me to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with love, power, might, ability, and strength." Now, if you prayed that prayer with me according to Acts 20 and verse 32, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are set apart in Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you today.